prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, recite Durood-e Paak upon me as it is purification for you. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, do not get pleased, I express happiness at your brother's difficulties. It is highly possible that Allah Azza wa Jal may cast His mercy upon him and that you may be involved in that very situation. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today, backbiting is rife in our society. It has become a common trait, and because it is so widespread, we have started to accept it as common, as something which happens, as something which is part of our life, our daily chores, and it is acceptable without even flinching an eyelid. But let me tell you that this is a grave and heinous crime which wreaks havoc upon you, your deed, and your heart, and creates misery for other Muslims. But where does it come from? And why does it happen? What are the root causes? Do we just get up and start backbiting other people for the sake of it? Or is there more to this? Are there some subtle things that the shaitan and the nafs incite within us, which lead us down this road, which eventually ends with us backbiting, slandering, talking ill of others behind their back? One of the things that we can recognize is that occasionally what happens is when others are afflicted with difficulties, our mind, our heart tends to express happiness. This does happen. But it was incumbent upon us to actually see that that was happening and to stop ourselves. So whether it is a student who has failed, our fellow student has failed. Now you might think, well, he was being a bit arrogant, so he's failed, good on him. You know, puts him in his place. But as soon as that thought crops into your mind, alarm bells should be ringing. Why has that happened? My brother has failed a test, and yet I am happy. Why? My brother's been involved in an accident, and on the face of it I'm saying, are you okay? But inside I'm saying, yeah, that's okay. And unfortunately, everybody is involved with this. The shaitan will fire an arrow into our hearts so that preachers, people who recite Durood-e Paak, professional skilled workers, businessmen, managers, even reciters of the Holy Quran, look towards those in their profession, in their way of life, and try to belittle them. And as soon as something misfortunate, unfortunate happens to that person, these people find peace and tranquility in their misfortune. How disgraceful is that heart which finds happiness in a Muslim's misfortune? But this enmity is a disease in the heart. It was there. It's growing slowly. So when somebody buys a new car, how dare he? Where has he got the money from? How has he done it? Somebody buys a new house. Somebody has children who are doing well. Somebody passes their test in flying colors. Somebody has a good lifestyle or wears nice clothes. And rather than saying, MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala give you more, we become jealous and envious. And these are the traits, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. These very things are the ones that lead us to backbiting. What happens is this, that gradually over time, the shaitan and our nafs instill in us this hatred, this subconscious hatred of a person. So what we do is that we take joy in their misery. We are happy at their accidents and their misfortune. And then, when we get the opportunity, out comes the ghibat. And we express by our tongues what lay in our heart. And we rejoice. And it makes us feel peaceful. Why? Because we've built up this hatred for no reason at all. And the damage that is caused by your relationship to that person, the damage that is caused to society as a general and Muslim brotherhood is immeasurable. Allahu Akbar. It has become so serious, my Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that we wish, hope for and dream of the other person getting arrested, having an accident, falling into problems, being thrown out of their home, their children failing. How dare we? These were the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal that were granted to that person. And we are taking objection to the gifts granted by Allah Azza wa Jal to that person to the extent that we fill our hearts with dislike for that person. And then as soon as somebody mentions something about that person, off we go. We can't help ourselves. Or as soon as somebody says, well, he said something about you, we were waiting for the opportunity, and here we go. Allahu Akbar. And then we spare no thought for the hurt that we're going to cause. Because in some way, in our mind, we feel justified. Because he is the wrong person. He has the bounties of life. He is always perfect. He is always doing right. How dare he? So his rights, his don't matter. And the wrongs that we think this person has cannot be rectified. Allahu Akbar. And so in our hatred, we go down this path of backbiting. And unfortunately, then misery befalls us. And our bad thinking comes back to haunt us. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that people go so far in this thought process that when somebody is afflicted with a difficulty, the person thinks, oh, he's been punished because he did an injustice to me. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi in Ihya al-Ulum's writes, he says, how dare you think that? That is arrogance and pride on your part. Are you worthy of that status that he should be punished because he's done something to displease you? Do you have the secret knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jal to tell you that yes, he had the accident because he upset you? Who are you? What are you worth? Why do you think that his difficulty was caused because you were displeased with him? Astaghfirullah. And this is where the shaitan and our nafs create grave difficulties for us. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a wise person once said, if you cannot do good, then refrain from evil acts. There's a very, very wise Madni pearl. The shaitan works in this way, that if he can stop you doing good, he will stop you. If he can't stop you doing good, he'll make sure you do the smaller good deed rather than the bigger ones. He will stop you doing good deeds and make you sit on the fence and do nothing. If he can make you do evil deeds, he will try and make you do evil deeds. But if he can't take you to the big deeds, he'll make you do the smaller ones. So this is the way that the shaitan works. And so the great friends of Allah say, remember that if you can't do good, make sure you do not do evil. Then, if you cannot benefit others, do not harm them. Allahu Akbar. Don't hurt others. You, as a Muslim, had a duty for other Muslims. You were there to help them, to protect their maal, their treasures, their honor, their household. You were there to protect them. But if you can't protect them, don't go around hurting them. Allahu Akbar. And finally, if you cannot keep nafil fasts, you can't do the extra ibadah to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then at least avoid eating the flesh of your brother. Allahu Akbar. Avoid backbiting. So if you can't keep all these nafil fasts on Mondays and Thursdays and all the extra days, then at least stop backbiting. And at least stop eating the flesh of others. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our pious predecessors considered guarding themselves against backbiting greater than praying and fasting. Allahu Akbar. This is how serious this was. And Hazrat Wahhab Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi said, assuming that I owned all the materialistic possessions of the world from its inception to the end. So if I had all the treasures of the world from the beginning to the end, and that I gave it all in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, on the one hand, the great Shaykh says that I was given everything, all the treasures created in the earth. And then I was allowed the opportunity to give that away for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. What an amazing deed that would be. But more than this, I consider giving up backbiting to be better. Allahu Akbar. I consider it more a virtuous deed than giving all this in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he goes on, I consider not to look at something impermissible better than to spend the world and its blessings in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he recites the ayat from the Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Hujurat, verse 12. Do not backbite one another. Then he adds the second verse from Surah Nur, verse 30. Order the Muslim men to lower their sights a little. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, look at how our pious predecessors recognize that the tongue was very dangerous, and to protect it from backbiting was more important than giving away the world and its treasures in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And protecting your eyes from looking at the wrong thing was more pleasing to them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal than giving the world and its blessings for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. It's time to think, my dear Islamic brothers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the Madani mindset is given to protect the tongue. In the Madani kaflas of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, brothers are taught not to talk about others. They are taught how not to backbite and avoid situations and what the grave consequences of backbiting are. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they are given the glad tidings of the benefits of avoiding backbiting in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Thursday Ijtimaas are filled with many pearls of wisdom, and Islamic brothers are given the teachings to protect their eyes from the things they shouldn't be looking at. And in today's society, with phones and tablets and internet as it is, these lessons are crucial for us and our children. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the importance of staying away from backbiting is taught in abundance. Allahu Akbar. One can get rid of bad habits like listening to music, backbiting, and all sorts of other haram acts by being with devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who constantly try to avoid these sins. We also gain the Madani mindset of trying to do the same. And it may be that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one bayan, one speech, one Madani muzakara of Amir al-Sunnat has an impact on our heart and turns us away from this sin of ghibat, of backbiting. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've got to remember that we are going to be held accountable. We are going to be held accountable for everything we do. There was a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, and after he had passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. And they asked him, "How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you?" He replied that I had accountability and I managed to gain enough good deeds to get through most of it. But I was even questioned about the small things. One day at the time of iftar, I was sat in my friend's shop. At the time of iftar, I picked up a grain of wheat from a sack that was there. I broke it into two with the intention of eating it for iftar. But then I realized, no, I have not asked for permission for this. So I put that grain back. I was even held accountable for breaking the grain of wheat which belonged to somebody else. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, from the day of judgment, we are going to be held accountable for such small violations of the rights of others. How are we going to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and explain these long, long conversations we have where we backbite, slander and lie about others? We talk ill of them and we try to belittle them. Allahu Akbar. Has this Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi has said, "Talk about your brother when he is not present in a manner in which you want your brother to talk about you when you're not present." And this gives us a very, very important mindset. You know, when you learn that somebody has been backbiting you, somebody has been saying bad things about you behind your back, how does it make you feel? It breaks your heart. It upsets you. You become angry. You become distressed. Without doubt, you become upset. Why? Because somebody was backbiting you. Now think, how is that person who you are backbiting about going to feel? How is that person going to feel when he finds out that you are backbiting about them? You don't like it. Why should he? You don't want it. Why should he? You don't deserve it. Why do you think he does? Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab Shirani rahmatullah alayhi has said that it is not appropriate to get upset with a person who has backbitten against you. Instead, you should adore that person as he is giving you his deeds. So next time you sit down and you start to backbite somebody, think about it. Have you got enough deeds that you're handing them out left, right and centre just for the pleasure of the tongue and the nas for a few seconds? We haven't got that sort of treasure. We wish we did. But we don't even know whether our deeds are going to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet we are busy throwing them away. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab Shirani rahmatullah alayhi gives us a very beautiful Madani pearl. That why are you giving away your good deeds? Why are you, that person that you're backbiting about, you must be upset about them. If you're upset about somebody, or upset with somebody, or not pleased with somebody, you wouldn't go and give them a lot of money, offer them a treasure. You would hide your treasure from them. If you're upset with somebody, or you don't like somebody, Don't backbite them. Because by backbiting them, you are actually increasing their worth by giving them your good deeds. Allahu Akbar. In a booklet published by Maktabatul Madina, Natcha Kyunka Ilaj, it is said that you must bear this rule in mind that filth cannot be cleansed with filth. If something's dirty, you can't use a dirty cloth or dirty water to clean it. You need clean water to clean something which is dirty. Therefore, if somebody adopts an immature attitude and backbites against you, or does something wrong, don't meet it with the same thing. That is not the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try your utmost to adopt a courteous and polite etiquette. Try to be nice to them. Try to look at this as an opportunity to gain reward in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When somebody tells you somebody's backbiting against you, or you find out somebody said something nasty about you, look at it as an opportunity to come closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By Allah, the fortunate individuals don't want to take revenge, but forgive those who are unfair to them. And with this, they change the mind of the person who's done it as well. Because when he sees the kindness coming from you, his heart will crumble. And we just don't just say this, but if one reads the ayat of the Quran, Surah Sajda, verse 34, translation from Kanzul Iman. O listener, repel the evil with good. Then he between whom and you there is enmity will become as though he was your warm friend. Allahu Akbar. So if somebody does bad to you, be nice to them. That is what the Quran is teaching us. That is what the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. If somebody has backbitten you, slandered you, doesn't mean you have to return the favor. You cannot clean filth with filth. By you backbiting doesn't make you any better. But by you praising them, being nice to them, it will hopefully, inshallah azza wa jal, clean their heart of the enmity towards you and bring a Muslim back from the brink of disaster. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Sayyidina Bakr Muzani rahmatullah alayhi has said, when you see a person advocating other's shortcomings, i.e. meaning who always reveals other's secrets or backbites about people, then know that he is surely the enemy of Allah and is seized by Allah's hidden plan. So if somebody is doing it, doesn't mean you need to reciprocate and you need to return the favor. No. What you need to do is take the opportunity not only to increase your ranks in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by being patient and protecting your tongue, but also being nice to that person and trying to bring him back onto the right path. Allahu Akbar. And then try and protect yourself. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to be backbiting other people. Protect yourself from the wrath of other people. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, try not to pass comment on other people's clothes, on their way of life or anything else. But always speak good of them. Don't laugh at their shortcomings. Always hide other people's mistakes. And inshallah azza wa jal will try and hide yours. And don't waste your tongue. In a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, in Ibn Majah Sharif, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going somewhere when they saw Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala planting some plants. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, what are you doing? And the companion respectfully said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm planting a tree. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I tell you the best way to plant a tree? By reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. For each phase, a tree is planted in Jannah. Now we can use the tongue by saying Subhanallah and a tree is planted in Jannah. We can say Alhamdulillah and a tree is planted in Jannah. We can say La ilaha illallah, a tree is planted in Jannah. We can say Allahu Akbar, a tree is planted in Jannah. And you can make a beautiful garden for yourself. Why would we want to make our life in this world, in our grave and in the hereafter, in misery by wasting the opportunity of reciting these beautiful kalmas and yet backbiting others and destroying the very fabric of Islamic society that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam made and brought together as a Muslim brotherhood. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, backbiting is a severe sin. It destroys societies and brotherhood, and it destroys lives. Let's stay away from it, and may Allah azza wa jalla protect us from the consequences of it. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet says a backbiter will not enter paradise. Prophet says a backbiter will not enter paradise.